It was recording in here, but with the air blowing, sometimes we can't hear very well.
Okay.
We're going to have recorders here to make sure we get what you say is really important to us.
Right. Okay.
So we have those problems. What's your name?
Yeah.
Your date of birth. Is this your statement you gave us here? This one here?
Yes. Well, that's for Spring City, right? Yes.
This is just for things that happen in Spring City?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's out of your jurisdiction, but we lived at times both in Provo and Spring City back and forth during the week, and so I don't know.
What I'd like to do really quick, we're not going to take as much time as we did with, because our time constraints, and we want to get to the county and get the interview started. But this in top part here, I think you may have filled one out with Sergeant Dove, but it just says that any false statement needs to be held liable criminally.
Okay? Sure.
What I'd like you to do is just write your name here,
okay,
and then just say like "see attached." Make sure this is yours.
Yeah.
And then just sign the bottom.
Okay. No problem.
And then we'll have you just review maybe some of the incidents that you recall the best or like the most recent, maybe the first things that you recall that happened with.
And the Spring City is actually, I have one that's after these, but these are the latest before I left home.
Okay.
Because that's where we lived. But I pulled of these. And what you're going to get on the U.S., whatever, on the jump drive is what, from when we lived in Provo. And so
that was like. Is that the things you put on the jump drive, is that everything you remember? Or
just no,
some of the more
it's
memorable
just, it's
ones
a small or? Sample. I've tried to, in my spare moments, write down things that I first came to mind, but I have a ton more I could write if you need it. So.
Well, I understand that it's difficult to quantify something like this.
Yeah, it is, actually.
So we're just going to go over some of the more...
Okay, well, I can tell you what... Yeah, these are just some that I have, so... Do you need my address? I just started writing it. Okay.
You can just write... as long as you have your name there, and then just something in there saying that that statement behind that is yours. And then you can also even add that you're going to email or that you have another file you sent on the flash drive.
Okay.
So 20 seconds?
Yes, please.
Okay. Here to report abuse, Roselle Stevenson. Okay. So should I just...
You tell me about maybe the first thing that you can remember that happened with Roselle.
The first thing? Well, I didn't write...
Or you can tell me what you have there.
Okay. Because I remember stuff from when we lived in New York before we moved to Provo, so that would be earlier, but...
Probably the most recent in Provo, since that's where we have jurisdiction.
The most recent in Provo was actually... I was 18, so I don't think that counts anymore, right?
Okay, what about... Was there anything under 18?
Before that... Yeah, I would be... Yeah. It was when we were moving back and forth between Provo and Spring City. But sometimes we'd stay up in our Provo house for the night or for a few nights during the week if we had lessons or something. And I was in and out of high school. I didn't... I think the only year that I was in full-time was my freshman year of high school, so I didn't, I was kind of free to do whatever. But, sorry, I'll try to hurry this up. So, we would have... nights together where we would be, they would have us all in a room, either their bedroom or like the living room in Provo, anywhere. There were a couple places or in the basement where they could be really private, and they would, you know, close all the blinds and everything, and it would be like after dinner or later in the evening after we'd been watching TV for a while or something, and they would make us do things. We'd have to take our clothes off and do things to each other and to them, and sorry, it's like sexual things, and there'd be violence if we didn't comply. There'd be threats made about all sorts of threats of physical violence, like mutilation, and he'd show us, or he'd bring out his guns and put them, you know, in a place where we could see where they were, you know, in the room, or it's like an intimidation, or he would, you know, after a while, I didn't really care. After a while, I didn't really care about myself as much as the things that would make me comply was violence against. And so I would, that's what controlled us to do what they want. And so I remember this all the way up until the time I moved out, and I was almost 18 when I moved out of the house. I can tell one experience.
Could you give me,
but it was like
an example.
Sure, example. Because this happened like sometimes every night of the week, or sometimes, you know, if they had an event that they went out for, you know, then we'd get a night off with a babysitter, you know, but it was like a constant occurrence in our house. And if it wasn't at night, it was during the daytime. It was, you know, and we were home a lot, as I mentioned, so we weren't required to go to school. So, and we were discouraged from going to school. So, anyway, we just, it was like a daily thing in some way. But, one experience is, for instance, we have a room off the kitchen. It's like the family room, and I haven't written some about some earlier in the early 90s experiences when we lived there. So, but it was a room where you could close all the blinds, and there's a door to that room, but it was through a laundry room, so you know, it was really private, and they would lock both the doors, the outside and the door into the laundry room, and you could shut all the blinds. At this later time, they had made a wall where there used to be like an accordion door, so that didn't matter anymore about closing it, but you could really like section off the whole place. And so we'd have to, they'd make us undress. A lot of times they would have us, like, as a teenager, I would have to like shower and use like nice like body soap and stuff like that before, and then they would have us, they would sit back, usually this was the pattern where they'd sit back and watch us and make us do things to one another, and if there was any resistance, it was met with violence. And sometimes that would be... I'm sorry, let me tell one experience. Sorry. So, okay, so for instance, so we would be... So, I think this was like fall of... No, I can think of one later. Just a second. Summer of 98. And we're in the room, and he...
in that room,
in quote. In that same family room. And... is sitting on the couch, and there's a sheet over the couch. There's that has been put there.
Is that David?
Yeah, David. Sorry. And blankets on the floor, and a sheet laid out. And he's sitting on the couch, and we are on the floor. Was like lying on the floor, reclining, and sorry. And he has sit by him, and sit by him on the couch. Sorry, this is really gross. I'm sorry. Okay, and he has, like, masturbate him, with her hand. He has, I'm sorry. Yeah. he has her, like the top of his penis as she's doing that. And then my mom has an eye in front of her. And she's lying on the side by the, entry into the dining room area, kitchen area, and on the blankets, and then I'm supposed to like straddle her and just like rub my body over hers, and we're not clothed, and sorry, and then she has me start to do oral sex. She is like touching herself, and she are laughing and acting like this is like a fun activity, and then she comes over and lies down in the middle of the blankets and has us oh gosh. She has us like rub all over her body, her breasts, her thighs. We're kneeling on either side of her, and she sorry. And she the really gross part is that she loved to have us tell her how much we loved her, like during all of this. And so she would have us talk to her. And then she brought her legs up and she told me to do oral sex on her, and then I was supposed to kiss her and at the same time and on her mouth and her neck and her breasts, and this went on for a while, and I don't know what went on behind me, but I hear him, he usually swears when he ejaculates and yells like something horrible, like he'll yell like the F word or worse, and so he swears, and then has me finish her up. So I do. And then they tell us, then they shame us. So after we would do these things, they will like berate us and humiliate us and talk about our bodies and how disgusting we are and how like terrible we are at what we're doing to them, or how awkward we are. And then they'll just send us away to go clean up. So that's what we did.
A few questions about it, just so I understand correctly. You were 17?
Yes.
This happened in the Provo house.
Yes.
And so you're in this room. You had mentioned that they made you do oral?
Yes.
Make sure. What does that mean? Understand.
It means I kneeled down at her vagina and to, like, move my tongue and everything on it. Okay.
And then something else, you said that you had to finish up. What do you mean?
I'm sorry, yes. Just do it until she orgasmed.
Okay, do the same thing.
It's oral sex, yeah, sorry.
Okay. So that everyone that was in the room was you and then David and your mom.
Yes.
You mentioned that you had to lay down on the blankets without any clothes on and then rub on top of each other, or you had to rub on top of each other. What were wearing?
They weren't wearing clothing. All four of us were naked. I had a shirt on. Yes. And I was naked in a robe.
What can you remember?
From that night?
Other things. Instances. So you say this was almost like a daily thing, but often, all the time in this room.
Yeah. I have one from the 90s, from that room, where I have I have another one where we're in their room. And there are different themes to these. There were a lot of animal themes to these, like, nights. Like, we would behave like animals, like certain animals they would pick. A lot of times it was cats or kittens or any kind. It could be, like, not just, like, any cat, like any cat family, you know, because of the licking. And then... or dog too, but there's that. They also like to, like, so demented, but they like to play babies, like we were babies, and so we'd nurse as, like, much older kids and teenagers. And we'd shoot, it was like, there was nothing coming out, but it was way past.
How would you know if she wanted you to do that?
She would tell us, they would direct us. I can tell you this one.
Like, what would she say?
She would say, they would say, let's, like, nurse, or sometimes they'd use the term nursey, that was later, little, because we used to say that. But, and so, which they thought was hilarious, but they would just... you know, it'd be like, let's play babies. That was a cue for these certain behaviors that we were supposed to do.
So these kind of things happen to you.
Yeah.
Between David.
Yes.
Was there ever anyone else at the home there with you? Or this happened from anyone else? Or that you could talk about now?
Yeah, I don't... I don't... want to talk about it right now, I guess. Okay. That's okay.
What other events or different things? We talked about the things that happened in that room.
Yeah.
What other things do you remember?
Well, in general or specific memories?
A specific memory.
Well, I can. You're going to get this. These. You'll read them anyway. But. Do you want different? And I just have to think a moment and try to.
I know there's so many. Maybe just the things that really come into your mind that you recall specifically?
Well, I have a sneak naps with her a lot, and this was on her own, and we would be naked, and I mean, she would tell us to be naked, and sometimes she'd lock the door, you know, behind us, and she would always, you know, if we showed any, like, you know, if we had resisted at all, she would be the most threat, because he would come home and discipline us after we didn't do what she said. And so, I mean, I have countless number of memories of going into her room, and this is starting from when we lived in New York, and actually I have a couple from Tucson before we even, and I was like 3 years old, but you know, this has been going on all my life. But she would make it like a cuddle fun playtime, which we didn't buy into, but you know, that was her attitude every time. But that she would have us, like, she taught us how to basically do like foreplay, and so we would massage her with lotion, we would, you know, we would cuddle with her first, we would naked, we would like, you know, rub her body, but not like necessarily in very sexual places, but you know, what else did we do? We would.
Can you recall a specific example when you had like this nap time?
Yeah, well, I have this, I mean, from Provo, and it was in 91. In the daytime, and I was in the kitchen, and she called for me, and it was around the middle of the day, and she said it was time for me to take a nap with her, and I said, you know, like something like I didn't want to or whatever, and so she threatened that if I if that was going to be my attitude kind of thing, then she would tell my dad. And so I went in with her to her room, and she locked the door, and she told me to get undressed, and so I did, and she did, and she got into bed, and it was pretty warm that day, so you know, there was just a sheet that we got under, and she wanted to cuddle, and I really didn't, so I told her I had to go to the bathroom, so I get up, and she had a little tiny half bath connected to her room, and so I stayed in there for like, it must have been like 10 minutes, you know, and I was just like, let the water run and pretended I was doing stuff in there, you know, and then she started telling me that I needed to make sure I was like clean, you know, before I came back. So, which meant she specified that I needed to like wash my bottom and my hands really well and everything. So then I came back out and I got into the bed and I was wearing underwear still, and I took it off. She told me to take it off. And I got into the bed, and she wanted to cuddle, like face to face, you know, our bodies. And she called me baby, which she likes to do. And she had me nurse her, pretend nurse. And she started moaning, and then she wanted me to put lotion on her back, massage her back, so I got the lotion from her table, and so I would massage her, and then she would tell me, you know, every few every little while she'd tell me to go lower and lower until I got down to her bottom and her thighs. And then she turned over and she had me like massage her inner thigh, and I had, I remember this time I had a trouble with the lotion bottle, and she was starting to get annoyed with me, and I just remember really being worried about, stopping, you know, or changing her mood, because when she got angry, she would get really ugly. So, anyway, but I fixed the lotion thing, and she started to moan and more, and then she had me lie on my back, which is something she did a lot, and she would, like, straddle me, and she would, like, bring her body down a little bit and drag herself up me as I'm laying on the bed, and I had to hold on. She told me to hold on to the sheets so that I wouldn't move, because I wasn't supposed to move. And then she, like, rubbed over me. Sorry. She rubbed her vagina against mine while she was on top of me on all, you know, on her knees and her hands. And I just remember, and I wrote this, that I just tried to think about a million other things. And then she got on her back and she told me to lick her vagina. And so I did. And I remember at the time I was still not very good at it. And so she would get really angry with me, and I would get really tired because it took a long time because I wasn't very good at it. And so I just remember not wanting to, like, ruin it for her, because then she would, even though I had complied up to this point, if I did ruin it, then, like, that I had ruined it, you know, and then he would punish me. So I tried to do it right, and she would tell me, like, slower or faster or whatever, and then finally she just pushed me to the side, and she finished, she orgasmed on her own using her own hand. And then she just lay there with her eyes closed. And so I would freeze, and this, I would do this every time, but I would just freeze and wait and hope that I wouldn't make a sound or movement so that she would just fall asleep. And then I would sneak out, and I had to be really careful not to bump the bed, because if I would bump the bed, then I'd have to go back and do it again. And it was usually, like, worse the second time, because it was harder. She, I don't know, biologically, I guess. But so, anyway. And then, so I would sneak out, and I learned how to, like, walk in a certain place in the floor, and, you know, move the handle just right, and, like, minute movements so that she wouldn't hear any clicking or anything like that. And so,
you mentioned that she'd make punish you. How would he punish you?
He would rape us. He would be physically violent. He would hit us, throw us against the walls. He would sodomize us. He would get out his knives or his guns and talk about the ways he was going to, like, mutilate our bodies. He would do this thing where he would hook his finger inside of my vagina. And he did this too. And he would scrape it up your body and show where he was going to cut you with the knife all the way to the top of your head. And he would talk about cutting your stomach open while you're still alive, you know, and pulling your guts out, or, you know, anyway, it's just on and on. But that kind of mutilation, like, really horrible. Or cut us up with, you know, like, stomach down so that we knew what was happening and watch him cut our bodies up, you know. I don't know, I guess at the time I thought if you don't cut your heart or your brain, then you'll be alive for all of that, but I don't know if you would now, but...
So he would cut you down your legs?
He would talk about that, like, about cutting you off, you know, so you were, like, watching yourself being, like, cut into pieces kind of thing.
What did he usually do? I mean, was there a specific thing he usually did to punish you, or was it...
It was, like, violent rape, usually, or sodomy. That was the most common. And she would be often there, standing, watching.
What would this happen?
In our bedroom. I wrote down an experience in the shower when I was getting ready in the evening, and although I don't... At this time, it wasn't a punishment, but... So I guess that one, but... she was there, like, she saw it happening. She didn't stop it. I don't know if I wrote about... I have one where... Well... Like, oh, and the other thing she would do to punish us, like, and I wrote a little bit about this, but if we threw up or gagged, and sometimes that would happen, like when he would force, it would make us do like oral sex on him, and he would push our heads in too far and it would go too deep into our throats and we'd just gag. We would throw up, or just from, like, even I've thrown up doing that oral sex just from, like, the smell and the taste and everything like that, and just the whole experience being so disgusting. And another thing he did was he would make us, like, lick his anus. And it wasn't, you know, he didn't shower or anything. And so, or each other, he would make us do that. And she would be there, I mean, and laughing sometimes. But the gagging, she would, to punish us for making a mess or disrupting their, like, climax, you know, their sexual orgasm climax, whatever. She would make us eat it off the ground, and that's how she trained our dogs too. She went to this course, and remember, and she would make them, the dogs, eat it, and she would make us eat it. Or or if we were somehow involved in, like, one of these punishments, but or something, she would make one of us eat someone else's throat up on the ground. Or she would pick it up in a rag and put it over, and because she wasn't, like, physically strong enough usually to, like, without us getting away from her, but he could. So he would put it over our faces with all the everything on it and, like, suffocate us with it until, you know, we almost passed out. Or she would have him whip us. That was the other big thing, where he would get his belt out and use the buckle end and either, like, it was like whipping our backside with it instead of, sometimes he'd hit with his hand. He's really strong, but the belt hurt the most.
A lot of these things you say you have written down, or they're in your file or in that statement?
Just a few of these samples, but I can write a lot more. It's just I just haven't had the time in the last few weeks, but I will make the time.
And we don't need every single event. We're just trying to
right.
get
it's hard to write about this stuff and then, you know, take care of my daily activities.
Yeah, you need to take care of your family. Do you have any questions about the stuff we've done?
Yeah, the incident that you described, how old were you then?
It was in the last one
you described where you performed oral sex.
What's that, and then the daytime one? Is that the last one I talked about?
I guess. That was the nap.
Yeah, so I would have been... It was summertime. My birthday was over, so I guess it was warm enough. I might have just turned...
That was at the Provo
house?
Yeah. Have you... Okay, so you've performed oral sex...
Yes.
More than once?
Many, many times. I don't even know the number of times.
She's performed oral sex on you?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen her perform oral sex?
Yes.
On each one of them?
Yes.
More than once?
Yes.
Have you seen all oral sex or vice versa?
On her each other?
On mom or each
other? On mom, yes. And each other.
And as well?
Yes.
Sex on him?
Yeah.
Would he perform oral sex on you?
Not often, but sometimes.
Okay.
It was not very... It was mostly about him, so...
Okay.
Sometimes he would, but it was, like, violent. It wasn't, like... Like, with my mom, you're supposed to be, like, careful, you know, and gentle or whatever. But he was not. He was, like... He'd bite you, or he would do something horrible like that.
He'd also make you lick his anus?
Yes.
And then he would rape you vaginally and anally?
Yes. And as I got older, after my period, he would... I'm sorry, this is... But I guess you guys hear everything. But, during the week of my cycle, my menstrual cycle, where... it would be like a really violent time where he would rape me over and over again because he could, because I was bleeding, I wasn't able to be pregnant. Would make me tell her the minute I started so that she could tell him.
How old were you when the last time that happened?
17. When I knew, right before I left the house. And she would threaten too, that, like, if I didn't do something, that she would remember that the next time my period started.
Thank you for speaking with some of these things with us.
I'm sorry, it's so gross.
It's important to tell us. We're going to take another quick break, and we're going to get these files from you.
Okay.
And then we'll make a plan outside and go to the other building.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.